I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A newly installed structure at Garden of the Gods Park has local outdoor enthusiasts crying foul. It's a large blue frame at the edge of the High Point Overlook parking lot, a popular viewing spot with an expansive westward vista of Pikes Peak. Plans for the frame were presented at a Parks Board meeting in February, but some locals, like Colleen Morey, were surprised by it and say it's a detraction.
And someone's going to put a bright blue metal on the most beautiful view there is? That's wrong. It's very wrong.
The city says the feature is a whimsical way for folks to share the beauty of Colorado Springs. The original intent, according to the minutes of a board meeting, was to also have the Olympic City USA logo on top. It's unclear if the logo will be added. The city says no tax money was spent on the project, and it will be reevaluated at the end of the next year. A man who pleaded guilty to allegations that he enlisted his 16-year-old son in a plot to ignite a smoke bomb in a school cafeteria has been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison. Brian S. Boulding, the former director of technology at Fountain Valley School, south of Colorado Springs, was sentenced yesterday. Judge Scott Sells rejected his attorney's request for probation, saying that would diminish the severity of Boulding's crime. Fountain Valley School is a private college preparatory school housed at a former ranch in Security Widefield. Roughly 300 people were evacuated from its campus in May after a cafeteria worker interrupted the plot before the smoke bomb went off. A SWAT team and a bomb squad were summoned to the school. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.